7:04 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard a band called The Journey Back and a track called Runaway Baby. Came out in 1968 on the Nottingham label. I got out the compilation Alien Psychos and Wild Things. Came out in the Arcania International label in 2000. For that, Cy Zentner. Track originally released on Capitol in 1962. I got off the compilation Ultra Lounge Volume 7, The Crime Scene, released in 96 on Capitol. And Walk on the Wild Side. Marvin Gaye did a vocal of that very tune, which I find superior to that one. But it's still superb. And I like it better than Lou Reed's take on Walk on the Wild Side. Not the same song. Not that dumb. For that, Jimmy Smith, title track from the Hobo Flats LP, came out in 1963 on Verve. No, I'm not going to get into all that jazz. No, you know, 1963 on Verve. It's Hobo Flats, title track. For that, we kicked it off at the third Bardo. Track originally released in 1967 on Roulette. I got it off the Nuggets box, and I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Anyway, we're into the second hour, and coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake. Where did you find those monstrosities?
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ.
Oh yeah, it's 7:27 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you real quick. I just played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard King Curtis from 1967 on Atco and Memphis Soul Stew. Before that, The Move, a track originally released on the Regal Zonophone label in the UK in 1968. But I got off the best stuff thing he called Movements. Came out in 1997 on Westside, and Walk Upon the Water. I was also on the Best of the Move, which a friend turned me on to back in high school. It was very much a part of my the soundtrack of my adolescence. For that, The Flying Circus channeling the Kinks, and You Really Got Me. Track originally released on the Sound Gems Limited Label 1968. I got the compilation, A Fistful of Fuzz. Well, that Sherman Evans did Yo-Yo Twist from Stompin' Volume 3, originally released on the Manco label in 1963. Robin Clark before that from 1961 on Capitol. And Daddy Daddy For that, this week's song that everybody knows, "He's a Rebel" by the Crystals, 1962 on the Phyllis label. And we kicked it off with a band called The Counselors from the Netherlands, a track originally released on the Omega label in 1965 in the Netherlands. I got off the compilation Beat Express Volume 1. Let's get back right back into it. A couple more sets to go. Then we're done with each other. These are the Desperate Hours.
Death in you. They what to do. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
time to find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you how to play this next to last set of the evening. Just heard a band called The Trolls, and actually it was a major label release, came out on ABC in 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 3, and Every Day and Every Night. For that, King Fox, a track that was released in the Dumond label in Australia in 1969. I got off a compilation, Peculiar Hole in the Sky, came out in 2002 on Big Beat and Unforgotten Dreams. And then the Velvet Underground from the first album kicked off that short set with Run, 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 1967 on MGM or Verve. Anyway, yeah, I haven't taken the time to look at the schedule and see the names of the show. I know the names of the DJs. That'll be more of a team player. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
You refuse to do. A man needs care. Monster musical. See in magnificent Eastman color the daring, dancing, enticing, and horrifying, the incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed-up zombies. From the innocence of music and laughter comes the twilight of terror. Along the midway, scantily clad dancers luring the young lovers into the sideshows. See the dancing girls of the carnival murdered by the incredible night creatures of the Midway.
I only know that something evil lies ahead for me.
An unspeakable pit of dismal subhuman monsters who drool and gibber, moaning for the thrill of revenge. Incredible are the songs, the gaiety, the zombie stomp of those who will stop living. And then the mix-up, trickery, and the device to ruin. See the hunchback of the Midway fight a duel of death with the mixed-up zombies, turning men into monsters, twisted, tormented human vultures, yearning to kill. Incredible creatures clutching at the thin thread of their miserable lives. Human vultures, only the weird zombies remain.
Obey.
Who is the woman branded in birth wearing the wart of horror?
Do as Madame Estrella said.
The world's first monster musical. The incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed-up zombies.
Where you trying?
11:57 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours, or these were the Desperate Hours, on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, they're playing that song again. Show's over. Oh, I got one more song. Anyway, let me tell you what I play. I get discombobulated. I put the wrong set of headphones on. I'm thinking, why isn't anything coming through? I mean, I know I'm going deaf. But anyway, I just heard Randy Hobbs and You Better Run, a track I got off the compilation Desperate Rock and Roll Volume 5. It was originally released on the Gator label in 1960. Well, there we go. And then before that, Gene Pitney from 1968. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Count the Days, off the She's a Heartbreaker LP. Came out on MusiCore in 1968. Actually, a lot of the tracks were slightly ahead of their time. After 1964, he didn't have any big hits here in the States. Then we kicked off, before that, you heard a band called Kate and Strange Girl. It was originally released on the CBS label in the UK in 1968. I got off the compilation Fading Yellow, and we kicked it off with the Mustangs and their version of D'Artel Stomp, 1964, on the Providence label. Anyway, as always, my name is Alex, and as always, the pleasure is mine. This is what happens when you're hungry. Anyway, my name is Alex. The pleasure is mine. Y'all take care.
Please wait for me. Say goodbye.